intuitive energy community of oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that getting into the second week of February 2021, I just came back from the morning walk, the sunny, beautiful morning. It's a little cold. And what I noticed using my physical five sensor is that the smells, the trees and flowers are already smelling sweet. You know what that means? It's the spring, literally. The last time I was connecting with you, that it's almost into that spring in the calendar flow. But this week, obviously, that nature around me is really deflecting that energy. That's kind of exciting. Even that everything else, it seems to be still in the hibernating cold, and the seeds are still under the ground waiting to the timing to popping up with the right environment. That is spring. So the focus I would like to give this day is thanking for all what is and will be. Thanking for all what is and will be. After the conscious breathing exercise, the weekly check-in, consciously connecting each part of ourselves, what we are thinking, feeling, sensing, noticing in this physical body right now, at this connecting point in the field of oneness, joining together as co-creating energy. Support each of us. So, I would suggest this day to scan in your feeling first, that at this present moment, notice your feeling. How do you feel? Is that exciting or loving or hopeful or is this amusing or overwhelming or anxious? Just notice. And what you would like to align, which state? Are you willing to be more excited, energized, or more mellow, calm down, or just becoming back to feel peaceful? And just notice and choose the feeling, what you would like to feel at the end of today's gathering. I would like to connect to the feeling of openness. I feel open. How about you? Then we do the conscious breathing exercise as an aquatic meditation, in taking all the air energy, new energy from the nose, and then circulate inside of our body fully, and releasing all from the mouth with no longer serving everything the way of you are thinking, being, doing, connecting, responding. An event, no longer serving people, everything. Let that out consciously. That's the whole idea. And we do this 3 times, eyes open, wide awake. And when your eyes notice, and then just observe what your eyes are capturing with your observer self. And observe your body too, starting within our body, and then observe your body doing the conscious breathing exercise with the observer eye, and notice and witness, and at the same time really feeling inside of your body so that you feel the sensation in your body when exhaling from the nose and air coming in from the nose, and then what the nose is sensing is that feeling the cold air coming in, or perhaps the smells of the fragrance or incense or air or trees or flowers, whatever. So just notice what your body is noticing inside the lungs and chest, and maybe the tightness or neck, you know, just observe where you observe it. And then rest of other you is just aligning each part here now in your body at this connecting point in oneness as a whole one. So let's do that. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. Circulate it. And let that completely from the mind. So maybe you want to shake your body, like shaking your shoulders and arms and hips, and just shedding all this energy. So that may help to releasing the piled up energy inside of you, with you, to let go, replacing this newly coming in, taking energy, freshness, that more aligned to your chosen feeling. Ready? Let's go. Two, three, hold it. The last one with the silence and the voice, when we exhaling from the mouth, saying ah, to let all this energy no longer serve into the future, let that go to releasing into the past. Ready? Let's do that. Go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself, joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is Jun Universe. How you feel? I feel stretched with the fresh air energy. Stretched my spirit, I shall say. How about you? Just notice before and after and how easily state of being can be shifted with the intention, with the deep breath, consciously doing. And one thing that is effective element I like to share is that noticing that when you do that, connect the mutual individual co-creator joining as one energy, and then being part of it and support that energy, and being supported individual own local creation at the same time as we are all connected, whether we like it or not. So use that human gift wisely for your betaying, being supportive to others in the mutual interest in resonance. That's the powerful use of a natural resource consciously, wisely. So this day's focus I like to give is thanking for all what is and will be. Something magical about life on Earth is that we are experiencing unexpected happy. As an, you know, universe just give us an unpredictable surprises. It's one of the things that most embarrassing experience as a psychic is given the surprise party. Because how come you are unable to predict it that it's going to happen? Are you a psychic, right? So, you know, that's such an embarrassing as a psychic, like, whoa, so surprised. And it's actually not so surprise party experiencing in my life, luckily, as a psychic. Because it's predictable, however, that something that universe hold and provide as a synchronicity, that is a joy of life and gift of life. And when we experience this synchronicity aligning to the heart of the mother, was like, yes, wow, is that true? You know, that is such a gift to bring us a joy to really close portion of our being, close to our heart, that really essence, near the essence area. And that ignites such a ripple to our entire beingness, is vibrating more aliveness and joy and happy energy. And one of these experience is a wake up call to let's enjoy the gift of life on Earth. So what we need to do is to, we got to act out physically, because we are in the physical body, and that experience is one of the gifts on life on Earth. So act out knowing that where you want to heading, and allow your intuition guide, and appreciate, thankful for being able to be, act, and to create. This is Jun Universe. I'd like to carry this topic a little bit to the second segment along with the intuitive brain reading. So come join me clicking the link at the description. I see you there. Until then, all my love, come see me. Welcome back. So being thankful for what is and what will be. The nature of the earth is like attractor like. So when we are happy about, then more attracting happy. What we can do to adjust that system is that to change own part to reflect to that universe portion. So noticing it and changing, shifting, maintain, that's something that we can do when we notice. How we notice is the 5% consciousness is in the human system. So most of the time we are unconscious, subconscious operating. So when we notice that pattern and then keep it as an tool to adjust, and defining each part to make it as an a better, comfortable aligning to the core essence and sense of being, and then life is going to be more built surrounding by happy, enjoyable element that will make us easier to be more open and self and attract and extend and expand. That's the ideal way I would like to mature in this life experience as a human being, as a becoming the more defined person. So today's intuitive reading I would like to give just a few readings that I would like to give is from Life Birth. And when you are listening the intuitive reading for requesters, I would like you to embody the feeling you chose for today. Do you still remember the feeling that you chose for today? Together in mine is open. And embody the feeling, how you feel that feeling when you're with someone or some place or to be with, and how you notice the environment around you, the temperature, smells, colors, and touch, and everything that you resonate to the feeling you chose. Mine is open. I totally feel like I'm in the water, spa, bathtub, and warmth with the morning sun, and stretching my body and wearing comfortable top wear. Like one of these things that make my body feel comfortable. That seems to be beginning of my openness. So just embody that your version of your chosen feeling, and then connect to the oneness and send a good thought to the energy reading requester as if they're experiencing the perfect way. So that in this oneness, when you connect, embodying your chosen feeling, your goal, your ideal, and then send a good thought in others, an energy return system of this universe is coming back to you to help you accomplish chosen feeling goal. So that's the beauty of when you do yourself and send good energy to others and coming back and ended up helping your chosen experience. And together we co-create this field, and it's sometimes hard to be doing by yourself, and consciously knowing and using that is really powerful. That's what I notice in my last over 15 years of experience being part of this. And I'm not the only one, so that's why I am still doing it and then inviting you to experiment just in case if it also works for you. So use it wisely as in a community and support others at the same time. And thank you for co-creating. Without you, I am unable to co-create. So together we can achieve more. All right, so the first reading request I have here is Persimmon. Persimmon, here is your 3 minute timer. Persimmon. I feel this particular persimmon situation is very grounded, and I feel you found the root connected your purpose of lifetime and the creation regarding this persimmon matter. And then I think you are right, and you're on the right path. Fully connected the generous considerations and compassions, empathic part, and clear boundary, more and more comfortable with business operational involvement. Also, I feel there is a great amount of hesitation and resistance to having that as a boundary, but now I feel it's very naturally combined into natural flow for this focus and your purpose and your intention. Fully openly, I get the sense that some sort of spiritual door opening happened about a few months or a month ago, not that so long ago. And there is an three main connection from that opening gate type of flow. And I think you are pretty good in operation, which is for what to use, and very nicely operating, intended and operating, and now seems to be function. So here would be to connect and use it to expand. The foundation is ready, and operational testing might be right now, and it is functioning well, operating well. So it's ready to pre-launch, open to invite in the flow to expand and offer in, have them come to you to what you've been building comfortably. I get the sense like a March is really good March, and the something to do with the 4th or 14th, 24th would be a good number to choose when you are launching or opening or grand opening about this Persimmon situation. Good luck. This is Persimmon category of life path. I feel a very consistent, reliable building is ready to grand open. Congratulations. So the next one is pineapple. Pineapple seems to be a fruit this week. Here is the pineapple. I have a sense that self-esteem and the sense of self and confidence was under consideration and strengthening in the healthy way of expressing what you are, no matter what, with unconditional love has been back burner theme for this particular pineapple matter. I have a sense that feminine refined energy is attached to this and seems to be a transition period to transform into the new phase with blessing. And during this transition, it's natural to experience or feel as chaos. But I feel you've been through well, and good to appreciate your family to be there for you on this transition. I'm having a sense something about the country that you came and you were and you will be from now on is deeply connected to this pineapple topic, particularly. And either way, there isn't enough skill to define and cook it and create for your enjoyable, useful. As an that's be became part of your nature. So what might be really good is to strengthen expression and this confident self-esteem, that reminding yourself that oneness with the like attractor like, and what you can do is to adjust yours without changing the core message, but the way deliver could be changeable, and where and when to do that. It's all about matching and resonance. Finding a comfortable place to do that and then extend, expand. Until then, you just keep finding with detachment and notice. Just do as an experiment. Good luck. This is pineapple category of life path. So the last one is, the next one is cherry. Cherry. Here's a 3 minute for cherry. Okay. Particular cherry situation seems to be right now is hibernation, means like resting on the process. That doesn't mean that non-progress, but it's just sleeping, and that is part of the perfect process. I have a sense that you are disliking this particular phase because no activity's been seen, as in a sleeping state is part of perfect. But you must be comfortable about this part, including so that it's gonna be blossoming, as in a recovery time, and sleep is such an important element to grow for everything. And during the sleep, it looks like nothing is happening, but it is happening, processing. So give yourself a suggestion that right now is quiet is the most effective progress, and remind yourself that you've done and preparing for that matching timing to come in up and get excited about. I have a sense that full swing will be the May sometimes, And waking up from this hibernating state and feeling more responsibility and take action because of that kind of feeling is coming next month, March. So right now it's slowing down and maintain other part of your area, because we are all holographic. One area enhance, and then that will enhance the next area to the next as a whole person. So work on some least charged area and to give more energy to that area where it's now under the sleeping phase. Good luck. This is the cherry category of life path. Okay, the last one I would like to give is turquoise. Turquoise. Here is 3 minute turquoise. Okay. This particular turquoise situation or target, I think it's good to clean up, to remove what is unknown element in the current space. And by remove completion by March. And I feel there is a loop of the way of thinking, as that this supposed to be this way, this way, this way to complete from your past experience. But things are so much changed, and that doesn't need to be that way anymore sometimes, that we can skip the middle and to go direct to that fruit. That is possible, and there could be a new unknown on the path to that new way of approaching. But I think it's worth experimenting something new that will help you expand your capacity, capability, and way of enjoying life itself. So I got the sense that get relaxed and hair down and remind yourself that there might be another way to approach. And approach is always changing, but not the principle. So that use the most effective vehicle to get there, but willing to get there. And the intention is remaining the same as it has been. I'm having the sense that something gray will help you to be grounded. So in the sense of anguivity is good to practice for expanding and maturing your particular way of dedicating this turquoise situation. Good luck. This is a turquoise category of life path. You can also request your personal life's curious matter as a blind intuitive reading by sending me a personal message over Facebook or Twitter at June Universe. Choosing one symbol that represent the life's curious matter, and then let me know what category it belongs to. If it's a life path or love life, career, family, and that will help me to interpret the energy insight as an useful information to deliver to you. It's free. If it's resonating, take it. Take advantage of it. And then if not, resonating, please do not take it, because I respect you're the most knowledgeable person about you, I suppose, and I'm the stranger of stranger psychic. So either way will be fine, and if it's not resonating, that response of yours will help you connect to more resonating information you're seeking, so that one step closer to that right path, right information. And either way, I thank you for co-creating this field energy of oneness. Without you, we are unable to connect, and this will help me facilitate this one energy. It's the most effective, quickest way, useful, valuable way. And thank you all for joining and sending, connecting energy as one, and together we can support one another better. So, closing today's gathering, I would like you to join together with deep breath consciously from the nose and exhale from the mouth, and noticing a connection when we are doing together, even if it's archive connection. At this present moment, is the connecting to the field of energy oneness. It's all no past, present, future. It's all happening here at this present moment. So let us connect with the deep breath and then exhale, and then just being part of this universal oneness energy. And then first, you want to connect the whole part of you as one, fully, and then join together to amplify using human gift. So let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1, go from the nose, 2, 3, thank you for joining, co-creating energy of oneness. I see you next time at June Universe Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.